A plan for trucking North Slope natural gas to Fairbanks was laid out for the public at meetings in Fairbanks yesterday. The publicly owned Alaska Gas Line Port Authority wants to sell bonds to buy the private utility Fairbanks Natural Gas, build a processing facility on the North Slope, and truck gas to Fairbanks for distribution on an expanded local pipeline network. FNG President Dan Britton said the project accommodates possible gas pipelines while protecting Fairbanks from the rising price of oil, the fuel it currently relies on for heating and power.
What does this community do if a gas line is not built? What does this community do if a bullet line is not built? What have we done to protect ourselves into the future? This project provides the bridge if those are successful and the insurance if they're not.
The project calls for the Port Authority to sell $250 million in bonds that would be paid back with revenue from gas sales, but the operation would be nonprofit. The group is currently negotiating a purchase price for Fairbanks Natural Gas, which has a long-term contract with Exxon for gas. The deal also hinges on Golden Valley Electric signing on as the anchor gas consumer. GVEA CEO Brian Newton spoke in favor of buying the North Slope gas due to make up for the decline in Cook Inlet gas from Anchorage.
They're certainly not selling us economy energy anymore, and we don't see this picture changing. In fact, I'm here to tell you, this is the model that we're faced with unless we do a project like this LNG. You know, we're going to burn 50% or more of our generation from oil. That's what we're faced with. That's why you've seen the increase in your bills. And that's why you'll see the bills relatively flat, because we're burning a lot more oil than we've ever burnt.
Newton said at current oil prices, the average residential Golden Valley customer would see a $6 to $7 decrease in their monthly power bill if North Slope gas is added to the utility's power generation. GVEA could use gas to fire a new dual-fuel power plant at North Pole. Newton said the gas would be a cheaper fuel unless oil drops below $55 a barrel. The project's North Slope gas processing plant would also make lower-cost propane, which could be shipped to consumers outside the Fairbanks distribution network, including rural Alaska residents.